I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we're joined now by our golf maven, Ann Liguori, who, God, I envy her so much this week. She was down at the Greenbrier in West Virginia, which, God, I had gone to a long time ago, maybe even 30 years ago. It was a while. And it was just so wonderful and so gracious and so beautiful and everything. And Ann putting pictures on her Facebook page, and I'm going, I got to get there again. How you doing, Ann?
Hey, Richard. You know, it's a really special place. And what makes it probably so special is that it probably hasn't changed at all since you were there 30 years ago. I mean, obviously, they keep the golf courses just in perfect shape. They have a C.B. McDonald course, Old White, where they played a PGA Tour event for many, many years, up until actually last year.
This year, yeah.
And, you know, it's just such classic golf. They have a Seth Rayner course, the Meadows. And it's, you know, it's a slice of Americana. It's just, you know, everything about it was just really nice. So I feel fortunate we were able to go out there and spend, you know, about a week out there.
Yeah, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere in West Virginia. I remember going there for the first time, and you're on these country roads, and you're thinking, where am I? And then all of a sudden, there it is. It's beautiful.
It's really worth the trip. I mean, it was about a 9-hour drive for us, but definitely worth the trip. So glad, I travel a lot playing golf all over the world, yet I'd never been there. This is the first time I'd ever been to the Greenbrier, and was long overdue. I mean, I would definitely go back, and the golf is great. They have a private course there too, part of the sporting club that wasn't there when you were there, and it's called the Sneed. It's a Tom Fazio design, and it's just, a lot of variety. So when you get there, make sure you get, you play all the courses, because they're all challenging, but you know, they're all really different from each other. So it's a great golf experience.
Now, did you tour the underground bunker? You know about that?
Yeah, we did that right before we left. That is just spectacular. That was kept a secret for 30 years. President Eisenhower initiated that. It was for members of Congress, during the Cold War. If, there was any kind of an attack, it had supplies. Enough supplies for every member of Congress. So we did get the tour of the bunker, and it's amazing they were able to keep it a secret for that long. The government said, we will build the Greenbrier, this extra wing to the hotel, if you let us put a bunker there. And of course, it sounded like a good deal, and so that's what they did, and now they give tours of the bunker. So just, it's fascinating. It's so rich in history. And I'm a history buff. I know you are, too. So I love all that stuff.
There was fear, if Washington was attacked, that, where's the president, where's Congress going to be? And you're right. Keeping it a secret like that. And, I mean, especially you think in this day and age where everything leaks and everybody knows everybody else's business and spying and all of that is pretty amazing. Well, let's talk some golf here, because that's why you're here. This Chinese player who is 8 under par, Hantong Li, is somebody that most people have not heard of. He's 25 years old. He's won, I think, 3 international tournaments, but never over here. What do we know about this guy?
Hantong Li, ranked 114. He actually admitted he has no confidence. This is only his third start since March. He spent the majority of the time during the pandemic in China. So he came over here. He missed the cut at Memorial. He tied for 75th at St. Jude's. And so he's coming into this week, really, you're not, you know, pretty much nobody really knows his name. But he shot a 565, and he's trying to become the first guy from China to win a major championship. And he played early yesterday. So he moved to the top of the leaderboard quite early. And then, you know, after the round, he took a short break and was on the range practicing the rest of the afternoon, and was still on the range practicing around 9 p.m. Eastern time. They were showing him on the range by himself practicing. And Jason Day was saying he couldn't believe the guy was out there that long to practice. I mean, he says, look, it's a major championship. Don't wear yourself out. But it'll be interesting if he can hold on. He's at 8-under after shooting that bogey-free 65. But there's six guys, two shots behind, and they're pretty formidable. I mean, Tommy Fleetwood had the low round 64 that he shared with Cameron Champ, 64. But Tommy Fleetwood's right there. He's probably, in my opinion, the most talented player, not to win a major yet, you know, yet to win a major. Jason Day is 6-under, so he's two shots back. He won the PGA Championship in 2015. Daniel Berger is two shots back. He's posted, but he's been in the top five the last six tournaments. He's played really well since coming back.
Yeah, and Tony Kornheiser picked him as his dark horse candidate to win the tournament, and it's looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, Daniel Berger looks really solid, playing very consistent golf. Of course, Brooks Koepka. I always pick Brooks Koepka because the guy's just a machine when it comes to majors, having won, you know, four of the last 10 majors.
And he could three-peat right if he wins. Yeah, yeah.
What, I mean, what a story that would be, you know, to three-peat. I mean, that's just crazy. He would become the first guy since, I think it was Peter Thomson, the Australian. Peter Thomson won three straight British Opens in 1954, 55, and 56. So if Brooks can hold on, he would be the first player to win the same major.
And the guy that did it before that was in the 19-teens, I think. You have to go back or even further than that. So it's something that just doesn't happen in this sport. Tiger never did it. I mean, no matter how good you are, to win the same tournament three times is pretty amazing. But Koepka's got some physical issues. I mean, you see him on the ground being administered to, and it's not the knee which was his problem. I guess it's the hip at this point.
Yeah, it's his left hip. Well, you know, he's had these knee issues since last fall. And he even admitted just, what, about 2 weeks ago that it's hard for him to walk downhill still with the knee. It's painful. But, yeah, his trainer came out a couple times and you saw him on the grass kind of stretching his left hip. But, you know, look, he shot a 68. And he's just, you can't, I pick him all the time in these majors. He's just so good. And then you have Justin Rose, who's there at 6-under. He won the U.S. Open at Marion. And then, again, another guy that few people really know, this Frenchman named Mike Lorenzo Vera, who was tied for 16th at Bethpage Black last year at the PGA Championship. So you have all these guys just two shots behind Haitan Lee. So it should be an interesting weekend.
Mike Lorenzo Vera. See, that's the guy I was thinking of. I between watching the baseball games during the commercials, I went over to the PGA, and they're interviewing this guy, and they're calling him Mike, and I'm going, I don't know him, but he's got this charming accent, and I thought he was Spanish or something. I wasn't sure. Almost English accent, so he's French, okay. But he was very charming, very self-effacing, had a great personality, and I said, boy, I'm gonna root for this guy. I like him.
Yeah, he was. He could have tied for the lead, but then he bogeyed the last. No, he was actually. He could have gone to 7-under, but he bogeyed the last hole. But yeah, he sounds very humble, and he's quite surprised that he is where he is. I mean, look, none of these guys really have played that much. He was in France. Tommy Fleetwood, you know, he was in England the whole time and came over here and quarantined for 2 weeks. And Tommy was in my neck of the woods. He was playing Shinnecock and Friars Head and National, and so he got some golf in here on the east end of Long Island before he headed out to the West Coast. So, you know, a lot of these guys just haven't played a lot, especially the international players coming over here. They had a quarantine for 2 weeks before they could even start playing here. So it's interesting to see the level that they're at without that much play because of the pandemic.
Sure. And a lot of people who don't follow golf closely aren't aware that the PGA tournament, a lot of club pros are in it. It's the Professional Golfers Association. So there were four from the metropolitan area. Unfortunately, none of them made the cut. But it's kind of cool because sometimes first day or two, you'll see one of these club pros shoot a low round and, you know, you go, wow, isn't that great? But as good as they are, they just can't hold their own with the touring pros.
Right, and I was rooting for my buddy Rob LeBrit from Glen Arbor, and he shot a 71 on Thursday and shot a 76 yesterday, so at plus seven, he exits. But, yeah, you know, for them to come in, their job, really, they're teaching golf, right?
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, he plays in a lot of tournaments in the area, but to go to a major championship and do well is so tough. So, you know, kudos to all the guys who got in and who play so well while they're, you know, in a major championship, because it's certainly playing is really not their day job. They're teaching mostly.
Sure. And of course, some of the headlines, Ricky Fowler missing the cut by one shot, and he missed a 6-inch putt where he kind of la-di-da-ed and it didn't go in. And that was the difference between him playing on the weekend or not.
Yeah, that was weird. It was like 6 inches. We can do that, right, Richard?
Occasionally, yeah.
He said something about the toe of his putter kind of got stuck
stubbed,
on the green,
yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he shot a plus two, so he's out. Jim Furyk's out. Zach Johnson, who actually played really well for part of round one, he didn't make the cut at plus two. Matt Kuchar, Graham McDowell, Sergio, all those guys go home. And at just plus one, the cut line, Phil just got in. Phil Mickelson shot a 69 yesterday. Jordan Spieth got in at plus one with a 68 yesterday. And Justin Thomas just got in on the cut line, shooting a 70 yesterday.
That's another story. I mean, you had this great threesome of Tiger Woods, Justin Thomas, who's number one in the world, and Rory McIlroy, who needs no introduction. And they barely make the cut.
Exactly. Rory shot a minus one. You know, Rory was, he's so up and down. I mean, he had four straight birdies on 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then he triples the 12th hole, missing several short putts. So, you know, we thought Rory was going to make a lot of noise after those four straight birdies. And this is his sixth start, Richard. And he's just had one top 30 finish. And you know, when you think of how great he was playing, you know, before the pandemic, he came in as a defending FedEx Cup champion, the player of the year. He had six straight top five finishes before the pandemic, plus winning the World Golf Championship. So, but, you know, since he's been back, we just haven't seen the Rory that we saw, you know, last season. So it's unfortunate he hasn't played consistently so far. But hey, you never know. He could still make some noise this weekend at minus one.
Yeah, and the big boy Bryson DeChambeau is minus two, which you know, is still within striking distance, I suppose, but you know, not as good as he has been in recent days. And you know, his trainer addressed some things because you know, we don't hear about steroids in golf very much, but the fact that he put on 25 pounds of muscle and he's hitting the ball, you know, to the moon. Everybody is suspicious of it, and his trainer came on and said, no, this is his program, this is what he's done. So, and they do test, so I guess you take him at his word.
You know, he just looks so over the top to me, physically. I mean,
yeah.
Who wants to put on, I think it's really more like 40 pounds. Who wants to put on 40 pounds deliberately? And I think the power he's getting off the tee is really from swinging much harder than he's ever swung before. If that relates to the weight gain, then so be it. But, yeah, I mean, he actually hit his driver on one hole on Thursday. I think it was on the seventh tee. he kind of leaned on the club, and the club head just fell off the staff. And, you know, he was saying how that driver lasted well over a year, and, you know, swinging it over 200 miles an hour with his ball speed. He just he was able to replace the shaft. He sent one of his team members out to his car to get a new shaft, and they replaced it right away. But the guy's swinging so hard that, you know, the club heads are falling off his shaft.
He's overmatching the equipment. Out of time, man, but you're on tomorrow morning?
No. My show, Talking Golf, is only 13 weeks. I would love to continue doing it. So we have to talk to the boss. We should be still talking Sunday mornings, talking golf, right, Richard?
Yeah, especially now that the majors have been pushed back. Absolutely. Okay, and we'll talk to you very soon. We got the U.S. Open coming up, the Masters hopefully in November, so we'll have lots of golf to talk about in the fall.
Appreciate it, Richard. Have a great weekend.
Okay, Ann Liguori on golf.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.